the curse of such a being, who can claim that the shadow of my purpose lies upon Arda, the earth, and all that is in it bends slowly and surely to my will, is unlike the curses or imprecations of beings of far less power. Morgoth is not invoking evil or calamity on Húrin and his children. He is not calling on a higher power to be the agent, for he, master of the fates of Arda, as he named himself to Húrin, intends to bring about the ruin of his enemy by the force of his own gigantic will. Thus he designs the future of those whom he hates. And so he says to Húrin, upon all whom you love, my thought shall weigh as a cloud of doom, and it shall bring them down into darkness and despair. The torment that he devised for Húrin was to see with Morgoth's eyes. My father gave a definition of what this meant. If one were forced to look into Morgoth's eye, he would see, or receive in his mind from Morgoth's mind, a compellingly credible picture of events, distorted by Morgoth's bottomless malice. And if indeed any could refuse Morgoth's command, Húrin did not. This was in part, my father said, because his love of his kin and his anguished anxiety for them made him desire to learn all that he could of them, no matter what the source. And in part from pride, believing that he had defeated Morgoth in debate, and that he could outstare Morgoth, or at least retain his critical reason and distinguish between fact and malice. Throughout Túrin's life, from the time of his departure from Dol Lomín, and the life of his sister Nienor, who never saw her father, this was the fate of Húrin, seated immovably in a high place of Thangorodrim, in increasing bitterness inspired by his tormentor. In the tale of Túrin, who named himself Turambá, Master of Fate, the curse of Morgoth seems to be seen as power unleashed to work evil, seeking out its victims. So the fallen Vala himself is said to fear that Túrin would grow to such a power that the curse that he had laid upon him would become void, and he would escape the doom that had been designed for him. And afterwards in Nargothrond, Túrin concealed his true name, so that when Gwyndor revealed it, he was angered. You have done ill to me, friend, to betray my right name, and call down my doom upon me, from which I would lie hid. It was Gwyndor who had told Túrin of the rumour that ran through Angband, where Gwyndor had been held prisoner, that Morgoth had laid a curse on Húrin and all his kin. But now, he replied to Túrin's wrath, the doom lies in yourself, not in your name. So essential is this complex conception in the story that my father even proposed an alternative title, Nann Iarrach Morgoth, the tale of the curse of Morgoth. And his view of it is seen in these words. So ended the tale of Túrin the hapless, the worst of the works of Morgoth among men in the ancient world.